ओम शांति। लेट अस स्टार्ट विद अ फ्यू मोमेंट्स ऑफ एक्स्ट्रा रिमेम्बरेंस एंड जस्ट सिंपल बैक टू बेसिक Remembrance is always useful. To remember that right here is the invisible living star. As if in a second, wake up to that whole invisible dimension. Yes, there is the drama. Yes, there is the world of matter. But consciously remember that there is an invisible dimension and a real self, the soul, is the invisible experiencer. Like a living conscious presence one who is a guest in this body, a guest on this planet. This drama is just a temporary play. The whole of the drama, the whole of the theater is temporary extra game. And the soul remembers the eternal world, the home of light, the home of silence. The drama is never home, and those puppets, human dolls, they are never me, the real self, is this unearthly, godlike, immortal, invisible being of light. Who belongs to that home of light, home of silence, home of eternity, home of the family of the Alaukic beings of light, eternal brothers. The home of the Father. One who is the ocean. of peace, the ocean of love, one who is zero in ego, zero vices, zero ignorance, and zero sorrow. So an ocean of bliss, ocean of purity. This is the eternal reality of the soul. An existence of completeness and fullness and wholeness. And all that needs to be done is to be awake to this dimension. But the ego is obsessed with the drama. The ego wants to use the mind only and exclusively for thoughts of drama and some situations or some objects or some people at the drama, in the drama. The ego doesn't want to remember the home or the father of the family, the invisible beings. The ego needs some sense experience or some sense object, some tangible thing in the perishable limiting story. The ego undermines the angel an ego just means false identities, this limited I and mine that has been created in the mind over time. They have their own desires and needs and demands and expectations. They block the angel. They block the soul from experiencing the eternal truth and the reality Om Shanti. So in part one, we had been talking about the inner kingdom. There is the experiencer, the soul, and then there is the intellect, the mind, the subconscious, and the body and the sense organs. That is like the kingdom of the soul. And that kingdom has become occupied by a dictator. And that dictator is called Ravan. So Ravan is using the intellect and Ravan is using the mind to create all kinds of thoughts. And therefore Ravan sanskars have taken root in the soul. And the angelic nature and the angelic sanskars, they have been pushed to the corner. What is natural and original and innate to the soul has been suppressed. Now, what is this Ravan? What is this dictator? Is it all those false beliefs and false ideas and ignorance which manifests in ego, false identities? And the soul has started to, on the journey, become attached to things here and created an identity based on these things here, false identities. Now, over time, our mind has become full with these false identities. A mind in the soul identity carries within a very clear image of self as a soul, belonging to that home of light, home of the family of souls, home of the supreme soul. This is like the image of the Baba, Shiv Baba, the supreme. The soul-conscious mind understands drama as a small theater. The soul visits that theater, plays a part, and goes back home. So there is the costume, puppet. There are some props on the stage. The soul is just visiting. But this is home, this is family, this is father, this is eternal relationship, this is self. And drama is just the extra experience, a visit, a game. Now in the body conscious mind, it is completely the opposite. Now, the drama is made big and important, and bodies and objects and dollars and the cell phones and the job and all the things physical. And for a Brahmin, his self-image can still be physical. Thinking of the self as a good Brahmin, we can create ego now based upon Brahmin life. That I am the one who is having good ego, or that I am the one who is understanding Gyan so well, or that I am the one who is doing good service. Still limited identities. And as a Brahmin, we can just shift these to Brahmin identities. But it is still not this. The aim and the destination is this. And so the body conscious mind, soul is pushed to a corner. And the world of the soul is pushed to a corner. And all these egos, these body conscious eyes, they can be big or smaller one or very big, they are ruling our mind. And this is the enemy, the dictator oppressing the mind. And what do these egos do? One ego create many, many desires. And why? Because ego is insecure. Because the basis of our limited identity is something perishable. Even this body, if I think I am the body, I know this body will die. And so there is subconscious or conscious, big or small, but some level of anxiety and insecurity when I base my sense of self and my sense of self-respect and my sense of value on something limited and perishable. So ego is always insecure. And so ego is always needy, desiring, demanding, expecting, needing. And now when desires are not fulfilled, we can get angry. We can get jealous. We can get hatred, revenge. When we are not sure if desires will be fulfilled, there is stress, lack of confidence. One gets fearful. And when desires are fulfilled, then we become more insecure, we can lose more. And so we want more and more and more and greed. And so, and we are not in the body conscious mind, there is not just one ego. There can be many, many egos, many false identities. And they are using the mind, they are consuming the energy of the soul. This dictator is occupying our mind. And so Baba's method is very simple. Remind yourself of the big picture. See the self, consider the self as a soul, invisible, eternal, immortal being, invisible traveler, guest. Remember your Supreme Father. Baba is eternally in that awareness. And so to be in his company, it pulls us in that incorporeal awareness more and more. And it makes us experience those incorporeal feelings and the beauty and the love of a mind that is absolutely secure. Baba's method is hold in your intellect this clarity, this total picture, and don't get into being impressed by things that are perishable and temporary. And even in Brahmin life is essential and useful to come out of this. But Brahmin life itself is not the destination. And then to create, again, attachments and ego in the Brahmin context is another trap. These are like the golden change. But this enemy is not just this gross experiences and ego. This enemy, this dictator, has a clever form also. And the clever form is what is called Maya. This ignorance and these tendencies towards degradation also manifest in this intelligent form. And these days in the Murlis, Baba has been mentioning Maya. No? And Baba has been, yesterday Baba was saying it is the Maya's dharma. It is Maya's duty to break your yoga. So it is Maya's duty to bring storms. It is Maya's task to try and make you shake. And so this, what is this enemy? One part is this gross and this brute form of Ravan, but Maya is the intelligence in the Ravan's kingdom. Maya poses as your friend, but behind is working for the ego. And so Maya has different manifestation than this. Maya will come with excuses. Maya will say, you know, you have tried before. Why you want to try again? Maya makes you lose confidence and say, you have tried before. Why you want to put yourself through that again? You have tried. You know you cannot really make it. This is for others, those who are big, big Maharatis. You, this is not for you. This is how Maya comes. Or Maya tells you, you know, what you want to do is very good, very good. But not today. You are busy. You have so many other things to do today. Do tomorrow. So Maya comes in the form of postponement. Maya also comes in the form of creating doubts. And Maya is clever, so she uses Baba's knowledge and she twists it. Trying to convince you. She will say, oh, but you should not give, Baba says so often, you should not give sorrow to anyone. So you have to have your weapons ready and tell Maya to go away. But how you tell her to go away? By have your by having your counter arguments ready. So if Maya tells you, Baba tells to not give sorrow to anyone, then you should tell Maya, but that includes not giving sorrow to me, not giving sorrow to the self. And any form of impurity is giving sorrow to the self. Or Maya will say, do it tomorrow, do it later, not today. Baba said, do it now. Now or never. Every moment you can create fortune. Why postpone creating fortune? Or Maya comes in different forms. Like Maya has certain words, certain words that should ring a bell. This is Maya. For example, Maya likes to use the word difficult. So whenever the word difficult comes in the mind, whenever the word difficult comes in words, you should be alarmed. This is like an alarm bell. This is Maya. Difficult. Maya likes the word sometimes. So when this word comes up, no, this is Maya. Maya likes the word busy. I'm busy. I don't have time. So this Maya has her own dictionary. And we should do away with Maya's dictionary. Stop Maya. Because Maya is not our friend. Even though she poses like a smiling, nice, deceptive friend. But Maya works for the ego. Maya works for the dictator that is oppressing the angel inside. Maya likes the word maybe. Will I do it? Maybe. Let us see. Baba says no. Be determined. Fix it and do it. That's the end of it. And what is nice to know, if Maya is strong, but if you don't give in once, she's weaker. If you don't give in twice, she's even more weak. Three times, she goes and tries and finds something else. Same with ego. If you don't feed these false identities, if you don't give in to their demands and desires, ego becomes smaller. And smaller ego, smaller Maya, more the angel can be awake. More the pure original nature and experience of the soul can be experienced. And so it is in our benefit to know the enemy. This is our kingdom. This is the kingdom of the soul, the inner kingdom. The mind, the intellect, the sanskars, the senses. This is our kingdom. But if Ravan uses the intellect, if Maya uses the intellect, then the mind becomes a chaos. And then Ravan sanskar just more and more and more take over in the subconscious. And then Ravan and Maya will rule the senses and how the body is used. And the soul suffers. So we have to get that ego out, that false identities out, these tendencies towards degradation. And Baba's Murli is word for word aimed at defeating Ravan, at defeating Maya. Every Murli, Baba gives clues and hints and strategies to get rid of Maya. God's incarnation is with one purpose, to defeat this enemy, to defeat ignorance, to defeat Ravan, to get that inner kingdom free again, to free the angel, to free the deity. And once that inner kingdom is freed and restored, that will manifest the kingdom at the drama level, the golden age. And so let us aim to not give in one inch anymore to Ravan, not give in one inch anymore to Maya, and free the angel. Om Shanti. So let's close with a few moments. And in a second, let there be that conscious awareness of the invisible and the eternal. The real self, the soul, is this invisible angelic prince who looks like a star. An unearthly being, a spiritual being who belongs to that sky beyond the physical sky. The home of the benevolent beings, the home of the supreme. Sweet Shiv Baba. And we just allow the mind to fully soak in that perspective, that experience from the home and the company of God and the company of this family of invisible divine beings of light. Royal beings, timeless beings, innocent beings, pure beings. And in the far, far distance is drama. And these are the final scenes of the drama. The drama is ending, the curtains are falling. The theater is closing. Time for all the actors to come back home. Om Shanti.